Motor Talk with David Berthon, thanks to ASV Puncture Free Tyres, the safer, smarter choice.
Talking about Nissan's luxury brand Infiniti, and more specifically their Q50 sedan, in this instance the rip-roaring 3-litre twin-turbo red sport flagship at nearly $75,000. I like the architecture, it's modern and clean with great fit and finish, paint quality amongst the best in the prestige class, the red sport a driver's car through and through, an unusual model that offers so much in style and straight-line performance, yet it's let down with some small niggles that would be easy to fix. The twin-turbo 3-litre V6 and 7-speed auto with manual shift paddles is a gem. 0-100Ks in just 4.9 seconds is enough to make anybody sit up and take notice, and it more than justifies its sports moniker, the equipment impressive with a host of safety and technology. The steering is Infiniti's own fly-by-wire, there's no physical connection to the front wheels, and when the going gets really fast, it lacks the feel and feedback of, say, a good BMW. The direct adaptive steering-by-wire never excels and lacks the communication that a sports GT requires. This aside, the Infiniti Q50 Red Sport sedan is loaded with features for the money, and the money at the moment, one suspects, is highly negotiable. Nissan's luxury brand came here with great promise, but many people I speak to don't know of the brand. Its awareness factor is poor, and for this reason, its sales struggle. It deserves to do better. Its bestseller, the Q50 sedan, in its more basic form, a very nice car. I'm David Berthon.